excited to talk with Alderman Nick Spisato, 38th Ward. Hi, Alderman.
Hey, Steve. How you doing? Thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
I'm doing well. Thank you. So it's unlikely you heard this earlier, and you're the perfect person for me to ask about this. So I had former Governor Pat Quinn on the program. By the way, he sounded very much like a candidate, but he didn't commit.
Pat's a great guy, and he's a good friend of mine. I will tell you that, and a former constituent. So,
agree with everything you say about him being a great guy, but he, and this will be interesting to you, he went to City Hall. He went to City Hall the other day, and he said, I didn't know this. Citizens can create their own ordinance. I had no idea. And he wants term limits, like Mayor Lightfoot promised she would create an ordinance. They have term limits for mayors. She has not done that. And he said, I am going to create an ordinance, two terms, that's it, for the mayor of Chicago. Would you be on board with such a thing?
I'm a term limit guy. I just don't know how many terms it should be. I haven't been able to decide on that, how I feel about it. With the 4 years in office, you know, I'm kind of a 10 years is enough. So I would say maybe three terms, only because we don't do 2 year terms. We do 4 years. So, I think I could certainly support, three terms, but it would have to be for aldermen also. It can't just be for the mayor. So,
right. And well, maybe you can check out whatever, I don't know what the paperwork, how that works. But and maybe contact former Governor Quinn, maybe come up with some sort of compromise. And that's what politics is supposed to be. It is supposed to be compromise. We don't see that much anymore at the city level, at the state level, at any level whatsoever. What I want to talk to you about, and we only have a couple of minutes here, is apparently you're walking the streets selling T-shirts now, huh?
Yeah, well, I don't know if I'd say that. I do it every year, Steve. We sell...
Yes.
We sell T-shirts, and we raise money for an animal rescue, a Garrido Stray Rescue Foundation, which I know you know John, and John is very active with animals on the northwest side and puts a lot of animals back in their homes and pays for a lot of money for surgeries and so on and so forth for animals. That doesn't come free. So every year I sell Support the Police T-shirts, and with that money I raise, I give the money to the Garrido Stray Rescue, the 16th District, so we can do great things at events. And also, last year, we also gave some money to the Police Memorial Foundation. And it's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. And if we continue to make in the 3 to 5 grand range, then we can really spread the wealth. So
if people don't see you walking up and down the street selling those T-shirts, how does one get a hold of one of those T-shirts?
Well, they could call us at the office. We do pop-ups. We do them at National Night Out. We do it at, I have a Support the Police rally every year, which we usually sell, a couple thousand T-shirts at that. I sell them at, my animal rescues, different events. Sometimes we just stand out in front of the office and let people know we're out there selling them. So they could just contact us at the office and, we'll make sure we could, they could get some T-shirts. They're really reasonable price. They're $10. I'm only making $2 a shirt for our causes, because the price point has to be right. And it's a whole different world if they're $15 as opposed to $10. So we keep them at 10. They cost us 8, and that's really a 25% margin. So we're pretty happy with that.
Well, and most of all, it goes to some good causes. So the Chicago Police
Memorial. Three really good causes.
Yep.
But I will tell you, Steve, there's some commie lefty loons out there that don't like what I do. And
what?
You saw the newspaper about these, commie lefty loons. They're always attacking myself and Gardner and Napolitano, and one of their causes against us is the T-shirt thing. They don't like that. They think it's wrong. And even though the money we're raising is for good causes, but they did, unless it's for their cause, they don't want it to be done. So I expect some backlash this year due to the whole picture on Facebook with my fire coat on, the historic picture that's 11 years old that they filed a complaint against me. The United Northwest Side filed a complaint against me about having a historic picture, Steve, of myself that I'm very proud of, by the way, for serving the city 18 years as a fireman, and 16 of those 18 years are at pretty busy companies. So,
well, that's idiotic, because, right, I mean, anyone who serves as a Chicago police officer or a Chicago firefighter, serve is exactly the right word for it, putting your life at risk every single day. Also, the Chicago Memorial Police Foundation, it is for the officers that have lost their lives in duty. How can anyone not be for that? Never mind Garrido's work and Chicago Animal Care and Control's work, which has to do with saving animals, for Christ's sakes, you know?
These are bad people, Steve. I'm sure these bad people don't listen to your show. I'm sure they listen to more left-leaning type shows than any... They don't support anything that's good.
Well, you know what? Only good people listen to WGN Radio. You are right about that. And I do hope you find this proposed ordinance and work with the former Governor Quinn. Maybe both of you will come up with a compromise. And it all began on this radio show. Alderman Nick Spisato.
Hey, quick question for you before you cut me off. I know we're short here. So you and me, we all have a common good friend. That's Paul Lisnick, whose birthday is today. So happy birthday, Paul. I did wish him happy birthday, but I have a question. Since you both are pretty good friends and your birthdays are days apart from each other, I know how old he is because him and me are the same age. Who's older, you or Paul?
Well, everyone knows clearly he is older. In fact, I've never met anyone older than Paul Lisnick. Alderman Nick Spisato, I know you've got to go. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, buddy. Thanks for having me on and pumping the promotion of the T-shirts to support three really awesome causes.
That is awesome. The fact that you know Paul Lisnick, I only apologize for. Thank you, Alderman.
Thanks, Dave.